Zakta Helga Mishnah Vaitim Sechtes Bikurim Perigimel Mishnah Vav Aidehu Hasal Al Kesefa. The basket of Bikurim is still on his shoulders. Kaire, the one who's bringing the Bikurim, reads, Me'agadati Ayyam L'Shem L'Kecha. From the words, Higadati Ayyam L'Shem L'Kecha, Achagaymer, until he finishes Kala Pasha, the entire Pasha, with the words, Vata Inei Evesi, Esresh, Priwadamash, and Esatili Hashem. This is an important part of the mitzvah of Bikurim. You bring the Bikurim to the Azara, and the Bailam have to thank Hashem. Thank Hashem about all the Taivais that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us, to our parents, to the Avais, because if they didn't survive, we wouldn't be here. And to thank Hashem on the Peiris that He gave us. That's called Mikra Bikurim. These are the Psukim at the beginning of Parshas Kisavai. Well, according to the Tanakhama, he basically reads the Psukim, all the Psukim. I mean, not mamish all the psukim, because the pasuk also says over there, v'lokach ha-kayin, the kayin will take ha-tenem yedecha, the basket from your hands, then nichay, and he'll put it down with my mizbach Hashem alikacha. That he doesn't read. That comes after he reads the psukim, that's what's going to happen. But besides that, he reads all the psukim. Rabbi Huda says, no. First the Bailam read, this is while the basket of Bikurim is still on his shoulders. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the process is broken into two. In the first step, with the basket still on his shoulders, he reads just the pasuk, Ki gadati ayem l'shem alikecha, ki vasi ala aretz, asher nishba Hashem laviseinu lasislan. He reads that pasuk, ad arami oviravi. He doesn't read arami oviravi. Higil arami oviravi, when he gets to arami oviravi, we stop. Moirid hasal me'al kesefoy. He takes the basket down from his shoulder. He holds on to the basket by its lips. It means the rim of the basket. The kayin meniach yadei tachtav, and the kayin puts his hand underneath the basket. Umanifa, and the kayin waves it together with him. And now he continues. V'kayre, now he continues to read. Me'arami yovid avi ad shu goymer kala parasha. He reads some arami yovid avi until he finishes the whole parasha. And then he places the basket down on the side of the Mizbeach. He bows down on the floor of the Azara, and he leaves. So again, the Tanakhama holds, he reads all the Psukim, virtually all the Psukim, with the basket on his shoulder. Rabbi Yehuda says, with the basket on his shoulder, he reads till around the Yevidavi. Before he reaches the second part, he takes the basket down from his shoulder, and he holds it by the rim. The Kayan puts his hand underneath the basket, and then they do the tenufa. And by the way, how is the tenufa done? Same way we shake the lulav. First in four different directions, then up on top, and then down below. Of course, there's different shitas exactly in what order, but more or less. Now, what about according to the Tanakhama? When do they do tenufa? And the answer is, the Tanakhama holds they didn't. But the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam Paskin is like Rabbi Yehuda. So again, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? He starts out with the basket on his shoulder, he got it to Yem L'Shem L'Kecha, then he takes the basket down, holds it by the rim of the basket, takes it off his shoulder, and he's holding it by the lip of the basket. The Kayan puts his hand underneath the basket. By the way, there's another sheet in the Gemara that Batanura brings that the Kayan put his hand underneath the hand of the Bailam. But Rabbi Huddin, our Mishnah holds that the Bailam held the basket by the rim, and the Kayan put his hand underneath the basket. After the tenufa, he finishes the rest of the psukim, and afterwards he puts down the basket with the peiros on the southwest side of the mizbeach, and he bows down. Bows down means the way they would bow down to the Beis Hamikdash, like we bow down Kairim on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, for those that do by Venachni Kairim. Pishud Yudayim Raglayim, all the way. He faces toward the Heichol, and then he leaves the Azara.